a very wonderful and exalted devotee like Indradumna Maharaj draws on your behalf, it must be extremely auspicious.
Hare Hare.
We are trying to complete the building as soon as possible. Actually, we are aiming at completing at least the one building by Gaur Purnima festival.
So that
some devotees can come here and we will try to complete both of them. In India, actually, things go a little slow, and of course I can't say that things go slow because I built this temple in nine months and 20 days. But because we didn't build the temple, Krishna actually built the temple. By Krishna's mercy, the temple became manifest. I can see that. This temple, with full marble, hand carved, this temple was built in less than 10 months' time. But when I am trying to build these apartments, two buildings, apartments, it is taking me more than 3 years. So, anyway, I will try to complete both the buildings by March, Gaur Purnima Festival, that is March 8th. And if not both, at least one building will be ready. And I very much hope that those who own this apartment must come and settle down in Ujjain. That is the purpose of this apartment. To encourage devotees from all over the world to come and settle down. Those who are here, how do you like it? Jo aap yahan rehte hain Ujjain mein, और मंदिर के साथ युक्त हुए हैं, आपको कैसा लग रहा है?
बहुत अच्छा
लग रहा है। और आप लोग चाहते हैं कि और भी लोग आए, और वो लोग आएगा तो उन लोगों को कैसा लगेगा?
बहुत अच्छा
लगेगा, सही? ओके। और तुमको कैसा लग रहा है?
बहुत अच्छा।
हाँ, श्री कांशु मंगल आरती के भी बहुत। She comes with her mother every morning to her. Very good. Yeah. Yes. If that is the case, then you have all my notes. Thank you very much. So I would request His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj to say a few things. Say a few words. Maharaj is also quite tired after long and arduous journey today. Can you take it from that side? Ek so do mila. Achcha hoga, bachche ko liye.
Actually, it's no small thing to be able to purchase an apartment in this temple, because by coming to live here permanently or just coming on one's vacation time to spend a month or even a week or even a day, one gains so much spiritual benefit. Because as I was saying earlier, this is not an ordinary project. This is a temple glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His pure devotee, Śrīla Prabhupāda. And within this temple compound are living many wonderful Vaishnavas who are engaged in one or more of the nine processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmaranam, Madhasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanam, Nivedanam. So wherever one goes on this property and whatever service one renders, one gains great spiritual benefit. And it was a very, I would like to say to those who did purchase the apartments, it was a very valuable investment. Because we hear from Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that there are five particular activities which are very helpful for making advancement in spiritual life. Actually, there's more than 60, but he summarizes with five. And one is to chant the holy names of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One is to hear the daily recitation of the Granthraj, King of all scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam. One is to worship the deity. Another is to associate with devotees of the Lord. And one of the five is to live in a holy place like Mathura or Vrindavan or Sridhar Mayapur or Jagannath Puri. So someone could say, but Ujjain is not mentioned and this particular property is not mentioned. But the fact that these other activities are going on here, chanting of the holy names, hearing of the Bhagavad, association of the devotees, the glorious worship of the Lord, makes this a holy place. Wherever the glories of the Lord are being proclaimed, as they are here, that place becomes purified. As Advaita Acharya said to the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. And this was actually Srila Prabhupada's great gift to the world, that he took holy places like Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri, to the whole world. In fact, many times when Prabhupada would establish a temple in some part of the world, he would give that temple the name of New Vrindavan, or New Jagannath Puri, New Mayapur. I actually spent many years of my devotional career in New Mayapur. And by the grace of the Lord, we made some progress because that was a holy place by dint of the spiritual activities. So it's not like just purchasing an apartment anywhere in the world. It's a special investment. It's a very wise investment to invest in a project like this, which has such a great future. Project has a great future. We see how it's accelerated so quickly. Maharaj was saying, I didn't know the actual facts, but this temple was constructed in how many months?
9 months.
In 9 months. I've never heard of a temple constructed in such a short period of time. And now the devotees are getting to contribute. I would say that it was Maharaj's effort, his enthusiasm, his desire to show Sri Prabhupada and see a temple established in this very auspicious place in Ujjain, because there are so many holy places there. That was his contribution to the beautiful temple. Now it's up to the devotees, his disciples and followers and friends, to continue to contribute to this project and make it complete by also investing their energy. Most of the, obviously most of the persons who purchased these apartments are householders. So a sannyasi may come and give the idea, the inspiration. I'm sure that Maharaj went around the world and collected the funds to build the temple itself. But there's many more parts of the project that need to become manifest. And Maharaj has given that opportunity to his disciples, friends, well-wishes. So other householders should also come forward from different parts of the world and contribute. Prabhupada wanted very much that India, be restored to its original glory of Vedic culture. I can tell you frankly that the rest of the world is going to hell, really, at a very quick pace. Very quickly, modern society is becoming dissolved. It's a very artificial standard of life based on sense gratification. So it's all falling apart in the West. And India is imitating the West in many ways as well, so that will infiltrate here as well. So it's important that we reestablish the Vedic culture here. As I walk around different towns in India and meet different people, so many people I meet are remembering or know of the Hare Krishna movement. Just walking in the streets of Delhi, just going to an office and to a shop and to buy something. Oh, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Ram. Hare Krishna. It wasn't like this 20 or 30 years ago. But this was actually Prabhupada's dream. He had two dreams. On the order of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Sadhana Saraswati Thakur, he went to the West. And when that was successful, it was initiated, let us say, it had begun, the momentum was going. The first opportunity Prabhupada came back to India. As a young devotee, I was wondering, why does Prabhupada come back to India? But then I learned he wanted to reestablish Krishna consciousness here because India, Bharat, is meant to be the beacon of spiritual culture for the rest of the world. Like the West is leading in material progress. No harm if it's used properly, but they're not using it so properly. India has always been meant to lead the world spiritually. In fact, most of the major religions of the world have their roots here. We learned that even Lord Jesus Christ, there is some history that Lord Jesus Christ spent time in India and took the teachings to his people in the Middle East. So India is such an important place. We're leading the world in spiritual culture. So, although we often stress how Prabhupada took Krishna consciousness all over the world, we must remember he came back and personally, Srila Prabhupada established Krishna Balaram Mandir. Personally, Srila Prabhupada established Mayapur. Personally, Prabhupada went to Bombay and established the temple. So, what you're doing here under the leadership of His Holiness Bhakti Chirunaraj is very much following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. The whole world can go to hell, and it probably will at some point. But in that state, when people have no other hope, that's when people turn to spiritual life. Krishna says in the Gita, the four types of people who take to God consciousness, who take to Krishna consciousness, the majority of those who are in distress. So in one sense, we can watch the West go in the direction it is, knowing that at some point, a large number of people may sincerely look for a spiritual alternative, a positive alternative. And if India is restored to its original glory, there was one book by a scholar called The Wonder That Was India, then there's some real hope for the world. So you're not only benefiting the people of Ujjain by developing this project in all its different facets, the apartments, and upcoming school, and the temple worship, everything. You're benefiting India. And you're also benefiting the entire world. It has ramifications throughout the entire world. So, thank you very much to those who have invested in the Gauranga Bhavan and the Nityananda Bhavan. It's a very important investment. It's a spiritual investment. You will benefit. The property will benefit. The people will benefit. The world will benefit. It's a great investment. And we thank all of you and those who will come in the future for helping His Holiness, His Divine Grace, Bhakti Chiru Maharaj and this illustrious project here in Ujjain. Hare Krishna. I can do a little kirtan.
Yes, yeah, sure.
But do you have a harmonium that has the changing?
Yeah, sure.
The changing keyboard?
Yeah. Bring the harmonium. And where is Gormani? It was in the order.
a little kirtan.